Welcome everybody to Tech Talk. This week we are in our shop with an actual motorcycle. In this case, a 2024 RG3, the Road Glide trike that is out. We are going to lean on this so it makes us look cool while we're doing this. Again, these really cool mics that the Voice, welcome Voice.
Hello.
Provided us, gives us the freedom to dance. So it's wonderful. With me as always, standing tall is
Phil.
And he's actually doing the PDI work for us. Thank you very much. And
standing short is Chris.
All right. So there is the team. It's the same ones. We've also got an audience. All right. You heard the roar of applause from the audience, but they're not going to say anything because apparently they're terrified of being called out. We're going to jump straight into a question tonight. And I left my glasses somewhere else, but I think I have this one memorized. Don't worry about it. Look at the glasses coming in from everywhere. Question was, I have a 2005 883 that they just purchased. They are interested in putting a Hammer 1250 or 1275 kit on it. Would this be detrimental to reliability? I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what they were, that's pretty much what they were trying to say. So I have personally installed the Hammer Performance 1250 and the 1275 kit on Sportsters. And I just got to say,
great kit. Oh my goodness, so much fun.
I mean, as far as reliability, you did just build basically a race motor for a Sportster. And since you're talking about nearly a 20-year-old Sportster, we have done them before. We actually, because it's a top-end kit, big cylinders, big pistons, reverse dome pistons, really nice. Big, big lift cam, head work. Hammer, I think he's still up in Idaho, does really clean work. But when we did ours, we took the bottom end and we sent it off to Wisconsin, the Dark Horse, who then redid the flywheel and put new cam bushings in it to clean all that up and get everything nice and smooth, ready for install, because we were putting out a Sportster that, from out of the box, made 30 horsepower, and then we were getting into the 110, 120 horsepower.
It was mention he had 20. He has 28,000 miles on for the question.
And it was a
definitely
ripper.
So definitely recommend going through and tightening up that bottom end.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna spend that kind of dough on a bike that you want to perform, I'm assuming you're gonna do some clutch work too, because oh my god, get the stock clutch out of that thing with that spring pack, put a performance clutch in it with that much power you're about to have. But the bottom end work on a bike like that,
you get abused a little bit. Yeah, so
any hot rod performance motorcycle, the reliability can become a bit of an issue. Do your maintenance, set it up correctly, and if you're not sure what you're doing, talk to someone who knows, because once you've done that, you're on an 05, that's gonna be a carbureted bike. You got to get the right carb on it. You got to get the ignition set up correctly on it. You want to make sure everything's working right, because you may have a beautiful motor, but if you don't set it up with when it should spark and fire and get the right fuel, you will destroy it quickly. So if you're doing it yourself, make sure you're reaching out if you don't have that kind of knowledge, so you do set everything up correctly, intake, air cleaner, exhaust, ignition, to go along with your really cool motor. Speaking of really cool motors and things that we do, tonight's topic is going to be exhausts. This one is, oh my goodness,
touchy,
yeah, to say the least. Not to mention the firestorm that is going on out in the world right now about what changes you can make to an exhaust. So we kind of wanted to clarify a little bit of what the exhaust system is and what we can change legally and what you got to be careful of and what's considered race only. These guys
void your
every
warranty.
Day. Yeah, flags.
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 Flag. Be voided, but it can be flagged, and we'll talk about that as well. So I'm going to do a quick review of this. These guys might talk a little bit about some of the exhaust they do. But the main thing is your header pipe coming off your cylinders and cylinder heads right here. This is your header pipe. You hear them talk about header pipe. On the modern bikes, and we're talking 2012 and later?
12, yeah.
Was it 12?
It's a Rushmore chassis.
Rushmore was 14.
14.
But 2012, I think, is 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Catalytic converters, that's what I'm getting at. Emissions control stuff. It lives in this header pipe.
Just like a car.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times, you know, people will put performance exhaust on a car, but it's a cat-back system. They're talking about everything after the cat, because legally this stuff has to stay in there. It's emissions control. The bike is designed to run with this. And the latest generation of it from Harley actually performs very well, and they do make even performance high-flow versions of it. It keeps you legal. Everyone will have a different opinion on that. What they feel they should do, what they feel they can do, what they tell the government, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Here's the reality. There are things that are legal for the road. There are things that are race use only. what you can put on this bike is after the cat, the slip-on mufflers, and you're still good. You're not violating any. If you start looking at aftermarket stuff, they've actually categorized them. Level 1, legal. Level 2, legal. Level 3, not so much, race only. And level 4 doesn't matter. I think it doesn't count.
But there are a few companies out there starting to make full systems with catalytic
reverse. Even more than a few. I mean, yeah. Vance and Hines and S&S, they've gone
straight
full legal. Into it, the yeah. legal stuff, because of the issues they're having with lawsuits and things. I mean, it's getting really serious. And I'm with you with you want the noise, you want it to rumble, you want all the sound. I get it, but the transition that is happening in the motorcycle world is what the car world went through, you know, back in the 80s. And it was rough in the beginning. And we've now got, you know, 10 years into this. We've gotten through the rough period. They're actually making a lot of power now, and they're legal. So I know I'm going to get blasted.
It comes down to where you are. I don't know where you are. Where we are in San Antonio, within the next year or two, probably going to be doing emissions testings every year.
There's states where they can't do any of these changes.
Get your registration every year.
So. And then to make this work, you got O2 sensors talking to the bike. You got your air cleaner in here, and you got the computer controlling this whole thing. This you can change to high flow air cleaners, but you start getting into mapping changes. And again, there's legal tuners and there's race only tuners. The Harley product, the street tuner, is a legal tuner. They work fine. As long as you're following the Harley recipe, you can't build a super custom bike with a Harley street tuner. You need to follow the Harley recipe. That's what they have engineered and designed and gotten approval to run legally. So save your breath on, I know that this thing works way better and I do whatever I want. Great.
Good. And they run cleaner after they've been tuned.
We also know all of that.
Get it. I spent the last 15 years in a dyno room. I get it. Those things change. But just understand, just like with anything else, and you guys hear it all the time, I know, you can't go in and say, I want the most rip-roaring bike, fire-breathing beast. I don't care about legalities. I don't care about warranties, blah, blah, blah. Is it covered by warranty?
As soon as...
No.
No. It's not. You just build a race bike. You build a hot rod, it's going to have hot rod problems. That's how it works. You want to be covered by warranty and have that peace of mind. Follow the recipe. Put, a 131 kit in it, a 135 crate motor, and you're still covered by warranty making 140 horse or something insane. So yeah, I get it. Y'all want everything all the time. But what the reality is, the stuff that's out's really good and makes a lot of power, you don't need to do that. Guys, please step in, because I wanted to get that off my chest, because I'm so tired of having everybody come in and say, I don't care, I want to put a blah, blah, blah on it. Go ahead. It's not.
We'll put whatever you want in there.
Well, I'm not selling it. If it's legal, I'm selling it. But if it's not, you're on your own.
I'm the odd man out. I'm the old man here. I don't want the loud bikes anymore. I don't.
No, I don't either. I'm done with it.
The loud bikes, do they save lives? Yes, absolutely.
You know what else saves lives? Being a really good rider.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I can't take the noise anymore. I don't mind a little bit of noise, but my Ultra is so loud it drives me insane.
Yeah. Come on, voice. Speak up, voice. Younger generation.
So I like loud bikes. I enjoy the noise. I enjoy all of that. But I'm going to say something controversial.
No.
At 70 miles an hour plus, if you're riding up on me in my car,
they're not going to hear you.
I can't hear.
There's noise canceling things in cars now. You're not going to hear nothing.
I agree with that.
But my thing, okay, so where I'm at is, do I like stock sound? No.
No.
I want a little something.
Little cam,
little rumble. Little rumble. I'm good with a little rumble.
Do I want, drag pipe fishtails? No, those things are loud and annoying.
If you're firing up your, 82 or whatever?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Period correct. Sounds good.
Yeah,
that's the way it was. This thing, 114 cubic inch with short pipes on it.
It's just
annoying.
It doesn't even sound like a Harley.
No, it sounds ridiculous. But everybody do your own thing.
Let your kids bang on some pots and pans for 2 hours and tell me how you like that.
It's a touchy subject for me personally, because I get blasted from people about everything they want to do their bike, and I just got to remind them, the power these things make coming out of the factory, we would have paid $10,000 to get out of previous generation motors to get this kind of power.
2 years ago.
I know. So I just, we keep going back to it, but I want everybody to know, Catalytic converters must stay on bikes if you want to be legal. Blast away, internet. Kill me. Tell me about all the reasons that's ridiculous and you can get around it and by God, I can do whatever. Fine. I'm just telling you what I know about these bikes and what we do in here, and they work just fine.
They run great.
Yeah. Yep.
Phil coming in from the background with a great, great story.
I got nothing. Yeah. You
said it all.
You said it all.
You can be like, nah, you're full of crap. This is not.
In this respect, we generally agree with you on this one.
I mean, my thing is, you have enough money to do whatever you want to do, I'll throw it in. As long as you bring the parts.
If you're building an honest-to-God track bike, now you want to build a dragster that's going in and out on a trailer, and you're taking a then let's go.
Put the shortest pipes on humanly possible.
The guy with the 1250 kit. You want to build a circle track? I will build you a circle track bike.
We're going to go to the track? Let's go. I'm all for it. That's all I'm saying. You can't have it all, man. You can't.
Nope.
And you don't want to. It gets really expensive.
Well, they're hard to ride.
They're annoying.
You want a street bike, a drag bike, and you want to ride the street. It's just almost
impossible. It's terrible.
It's like driving a drag car on the street. It's
they
just
don't want to be there. They want to be 100% throttle all the time.
Yes.
So, is that enough?
What else were we supposed to talk about?
I think we could step down from our.
Has the temperature come down enough now? The voice has gone quiet. He must disagree with us completely.
Hey, man. I have.
Now get our Cali, you know, four straight pipes into one. That sounds great.
The Cali has all of what, 4 inches of pipe on it?
And I know it's a 2000 what?
It's an 05, I think.
05 by what says on the title.
Yeah, when it was.
But the design of that particular bike when it was actually put on the road, 1970 what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they were riding on chips?
Yeah, it's the same bike that's been around for 40 years. And they've been,
Yeah, we got the bags.
It is Bubba Zanetti all day long, and that's what we're
talking about. Poncherello.
Yeah. So, how are we doing on time back there, voice? Oh, we're giving the thumbs up. That means we did good. So, I didn't rant too much. And the next episode, I promise.
Stick around.
I'm not going to say anything because these guys are going to talk the whole time. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Adios.